You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello, everybody, boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you sunshine.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from Boots and Saddle headquarters, here in the basement, on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. On the program today, we have got new and recently released music from American Aquarium, Emily Love, Branson Anderson, and more. We've got beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Ira Leuven, Wynn Stewart, Joanne Steele, and others. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
Inside your heart.
Were in love with me. They
fears are gone, they now can see inside your heart.
Now these same two eyes that once were blind can see. They tell me that you never were in love with me. They see the future, empty, lonely, cold, and dark. The tears are gone. They now can see inside your heart. Expert, expert level, beautiful country music writing from Ira Louvin, kicking it off this week from his 1965 record, The Unforgettable Ira Louvin. There he was with These Two Eyes. That's a very nice record. Very nice record. And there's a nice version of that song as well on an album called The Outsider from one of my main men, Jake Hooker, down in Texas. I was even going to spin that version. And then I thought, nah, let's really go to it. And then I revisited this Ira Louvin record. It's impossible to ignore. It really is. How are you doing this week, friends? Welcome in. It's me, your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator for the next hour, Sean Burns, with episode number 82 of the Boots and Saddle Show. 82. We're just rolling along. How are you doing? How is your weekend? Got stuff going on this week? I do. I got a lot going on. And I just got home from Las Vegas. I'm recording here Monday afternoon. We broadcast first, of course, on Tuesday. I was in Las Vegas for approximately 39 hours, I think. We got in there Friday night, and we flew out Sunday afternoon. Caught a long delay. Didn't get home till late last night. But Friday night was great. I got there just in time to drop off my bags in my room at the Westgate Resort and Hotel Casino and head down to the little showroom area. And I caught some of Kenny Fidler and the Cowboy Killers, which was cool, because if you've seen Lost Country over the last few months, you might remember we've been doing this song called Cold Day that we recorded for the new album. And it was written by Casey, the guitar picker, in Kenny's band. And we keep in touch pretty good on the texts. We met in South Dakota. He came and saw us with Corby in, somewhere in South Dakota, at that loud American bar. Sturgis, yeah. So it was good to connect. And then he and Joey, the bass player, and I all went out to the Pepper Mill, a staple in Las Vegas. I'll say, young Joey there, the bass player, he's a very good bass player and like the nicest kid in his age group that I've ever met. It was really refreshing out of Grand Junction, Colorado. So I hung out with the boys there for a couple hours at the Pepper Mill, just shooting the breeze. It was great. And then, you know, they had to get up early the next day and head out of town. And we had a big rehearsal on Saturday afternoon in Corby's hotel room, Grant and Corb and I, for the acoustic trio, which we did at a really nice little place called The Space on Saturday night. Had a really good show and a nice hang afterwards. I looked at the clock. It's in the little lobby bar at the Westgate. It was 2 a.m. I said, I gotta go make some steps. Like, I usually take a good walk when I'm in Vegas. Finally got out there, down the strip, hit my favorite taco place on the way back, got back to the room at about 4:30 in the morning, and left at 9, and then traveled all day yesterday. So I'm back now, and I'm looking forward to being around for the next few months. You know, there's just something about Las Vegas. There's just like a promise in Vegas, and it's the promise that so many things could happen. The promise that there is actually nothing promised to you. But the idea of the spontaneity, that you could go to Vegas and be someone that you're not, or someone that you wish you could be. And of course, you know, there's grifters and there's people there looking to take advantage of you, and it's no longer cheap or affordable. Everything costs a lot of money, and maybe, you know, maybe they prey on people's, I don't know, you know. Yeah, on their deepest desires. You know, you can get anything you want there. You can throw it all away. But you can also just soak it in for the romance and the excitement and the spontaneity that exists down there. There's a freedom to it, you know, to the chaos, to the madness. And being a sober guy, you know, fully sober guy, it took me some time to be able to really be comfortable there. I will admit, on Friday night, I had a fleeting moment there in the lobby bar. I was like, oh man, you know, this would be a great place to really let it fly. And of course, I have done that in the past, but not this time. But anyways, it's at that moment where, like, you know, yeah, because you can let it all out and safely. So, but I thought, no, I know better than that. And the first time I went down with Corby 2022, it was really tough. And I had a pretty significant shift in thinking there in 2023 that stuck with me, thankfully. A lot of work, but I can really enjoy it, even though I don't partake. And there's a great history in Vegas of country music. And I follow some of these things on Instagram and Facebook, these like Vintage Vegas or the History of Vegas. There's some really cool things in there. And which brings me to how we're going to proceed here for the next little while. Saw a great little photo series of the Nashville Nevada Club, which opened on November 14th, 1961. And Wynn Stewart from the Bakersfield Sound, famed country music singer, he teamed up with some folks and took 33% ownership of the place in exchange for performing six nights a week at the Nashville Nevada Club. And this is 1961, so it might have been pretty revolutionary. The club never closed its doors. The opening day promotion, they dropped the door keys from a plane into the desert. It was more of a honky-tonk than a typical Vegas club. It was packed in the evenings and a popular stop for many of country music's biggest stars. The band had Monday nights off. Get this, they played from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. on the weekdays and then until 6:30 a.m. on Saturday. What a shift. You got to think that the band sort of, someone in the band sang some songs. It wasn't just the star. But the original house band members included Wynn Stewart on the vocals, Roy Nichols on the guitar, Ralph Mooney on the steel guitar, Bobby Austin on the bass, Peaches Price on the drums, George French on the piano, and Jackie Burns also on the vocals. Now, Ralph Mooney, of course, we all know that signature sound that carried him around through Merle and Buck Owens and into the Waylon Jennings days, and Roy Nichols, of course, on all those Merle records with the Strangers. These are some, you know, pivotal, integral figures, very, you know, inspirational, influential figures, and they rocked it in Vegas. I'll write more about what I've dug up on the Nashville Nevada Club in our monthly newsletter. But I will say that at some point, due to Wynn Stewart's offstage antics, he was voted out. He was voted out of the band. And the Nashville Nevada Club came to a very unfortunate end many years later. So I'm going to play a few tunes from some folks associated with that whole situation. We're going to start with Wynn Stewart from his 1965 record, The Songs of Wynn Stewart. Here's one of my favorite country music singers, Wynn Stewart, with Money Talks right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I've lost you 'cause I can't afford your love. And money, that's what he's always had more of. He's buying you, now it's costing me. I thought the best things in life were always free. But money talks, oh yes, money talks. Even louder than a little golden band. Money talks, oh yes, how money talks. It's the only language you'll ever understand. Kisses does a dollar buy? Your promises, they must be twice as high. Someday you'll try to buy a love that's true. And when your money's gone, your love will be gone too. 'Cause money talks, well yes, money talks, even louder than a little golden band. Money talks, oh yes, how money talks. And it's the only language you'll ever understand.
castle of love. Every day will be a day that we live in harmony. There will never be no clouds of rain. The foundation will be strong from love we've cherished for so long, and within the veil.
Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing, located at 329 5th Street South. For over 13 years, Nectar has been your prime destination for high-quality tattoos in downtown Lethbridge, Alberta. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
Body to please. He handed me his address and he gave me a squeeze. And then he sat down and started to drink. And I just sat there and started to think. He's a guitar man.
He's a guitar man.
He's a guitar man.
He's a guitar man.
On stage he plays so well. Some gas, bought himself a six pack, kept the rest of my cash. When we got to his place, he opened the door and passed out on the kitchen floor. 'Cause he's a guitar man.
He's a guitar man.
Oh yeah, a guitar man.
He's a guitar man.
On stage he plays so well.
Okay, so, yeah, that's a bit weird, and it's pretty poor quality from a YouTube video, but there's a reason I played it. That was Calamity Jane with her song Guitar Man. Calamity Jane had a band called the Cowpunks. I have no clue where that song came from, what album, what year. I did a little bit of research while I was waiting around in the airport last night, down this YouTube rabbit hole, in this vintage Vegas rabbit hole, and I couldn't find much out. But it plays a part in the significance of the Nashville Nevada Club, because years after it opened, it was turned into Calamity Jane's Nashville Nevada. Excuse me. So, okay, so If you know Vegas, you know this is not on the Strip. This is like in and around Fremont Street, maybe even somewhere off there. It's on the Boulder Highway. Like, it's out of the way. When it was Calamity Jane's Nashville, Nevada club, it was no longer country music. You know, it was a bit of a rock club. Like, bands like the Melvins and Sonic Youth and even Nirvana played there. Social Distortion, Nine Inch Nails, Iggy Pop. It was a wildly different situation. So she ended up buying the club, and then there was some shady business practices, you know, some money laundering stuff, perhaps. She took the fall for a bit of it, ended up going to federal prison, sentenced to 2 years, but served 18 months. And she got out, and I think there was a bit of a reunion thing. It's tough to find any concrete information. I will do some more digging, though. So that's the reason I played that song, because of a Calamity Jane's connection to the old previous home of Wynn Stewart, the Nashville, Nevada club. Bobby Austin was in before Calamity Jane with a single from 1958 called Castle of Love. Bobby Austin, of course, played bass in that original house band for Wynn Stewart, a position that he was replaced by Merle Haggard for a brief moment in time, I think in 1962. But Bobby Austin, he's, you know, I think the original singer, the original recording of Apartment Number 9 might be from him. Some serious country music stuff there. Kicking it all off was Wynn Stewart with Money Talks. Great title whilst talking about Las Vegas, from a 1965 record called The Songs of Wynn Stewart. Oh, I'm out of breath. I'm trying to get all this information out accurately. But I'll do some more digging around, and you'll be able to find some more of that stuff out, I'm sure, at our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, which is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. And that's right, friends, you are tuned in to the Boots and Saddle Show with me, your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for joining me. Okay, we're going to play a four-pack here of some new and recently released music. We've heard a bunch, almost all of this record from Emily Love called Heart of a Fool. Came out on September 8th, Emily Love out of Portland, Oregon. Let's revisit this record right now for one more. It's called Two Steps Back, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Well, when I put down the bottle, dust it off my guitar, you know I sure didn't think I'd still be hanging out in bars. You know I'm just drinking soda. I should be leaving by 10. And all of a sudden, it's 3 a.m. 12 steps forward, 2 steps back. holding your beer, or holding your hair, driving you home, or getting you out of here. But if you ever get tired of your hangover rut, you can hang out with me and try the softer stuff. 12 steps forward and 2 steps back.
Someone cute, the storekeeper, tailor, or a girl of ill repute. She may act repulse and treat me with disdain, but you just hold your horses till I tell to her my name. Rope a coyote, they call me Don Quixote. Whoopie-tie, I'm Aussie, I'm a one-man posse. The bullet's gonna find you by the bees with stingers, and my gun's gonna spin just like a windmill in my fingers. I'm 7 feet and tall, standing in my socks. I got a swagger like an actor and a head as hard as rocks. I got my finest shirt that my own mama sewed. If there's a more handsome cowboy than your betties never showed. My side, I'm apt to take him to the street and tan his hide. And now we're squaring off, and I'm about to yell, draw. Cobra Kai, Iote, used to call me Don Quixote. Whoopie-tie, I a bossy, was a one-man posse. I had a good run, I was a legend in my time, until I met a better man, and I was sorely undermined.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Gilmore Guitars. Located at 7895 49th Avenue in Red Deer, Alberta, from custom designs to the finest materials, at Gilmore Guitars, each instrument is handcrafted with passion and precision. Find them on Instagram at Gilmore_guitars or at home base, gilmoreguitars.net. That's G-I-L-M-O-R-E, guitars. Get a Gilmore. Experience the difference.
I'm alone in the Lone Star tonight. I've got nobody to hold me tight. I'm sitting here wishing I could get some kissing. Find me someone to stay by my side. Everything's bigger in Texas, it's true. That includes heartache too. That blue bonnet moon shines bright. Ain't no love for me inside. I'm alone in the Lone Star tonight. Chisholm Trail, I'm lonesome as an old coyote's wail. From Fort Worth down to Brady, nobody wants to date me. No matter how I try, I only fail. Everyone's got someone to take around, but I can't even get arrested in this town. Ordering Tex-Mex for one isn't any fun. Everything's bigger in Texas, it's true. That includes heartache too. That blue bonnet moon shines bright. Ain't no love for me inside. I'm alone in the Lone Star tonight. I'm alone in the Lone Star tonight.
I don't know. You know, good songs, Really beautiful country music singing. Fantastic playing. Great recording. It's hard not to see the value in that one. Brennan Lee with Alone in the Lone Star from her new record, Don't You Ever Give Up on Love, which was released on October 3rd. We've heard almost all of it here on the Boots and Saddle Show. Some of you have said, hey, I think we've heard enough of it. And then some of you have also said, I'll tune in as long as you play songs from that Brennan Lee record. Now, I think all of you who have said this, you know who you are. I appreciate you tuning in, and I trust I'll not lose you either way. But I'm with the latter. I love that. I love that. Great record. Great record. Nice stuff. Before that, Branson Anderson. You know, Branson doesn't always make the kind of country music that the Boots and Saddle Show prioritizes, but big fans of Branson. And that's a nice little EP that he put out last Thursday, December 4th, called First Rodeo. Heard Don Quixote from Branson today. I think he's coming back to Canada soon. I'm not sure. But when I find out, I will let you know. Also, not making the kind of country music or music that we typically play on the Boots and Saddle Show, and I know that I brought this up with you guys a few weeks ago, that I was going to do my best to not make these exceptions, but you know, it's tough sometimes with the new and recently released stuff, and these are artists that I'm a fan of, so we make room. We heard from American Aquarium today. They got a new record called Live at Red Rocks. Comes just as advertised. It's their full set, their opening set. They're opening for, I think, Red Clay Strays and Turnpike Troubadours at Red Rocks. And the record came out on November 21st. I think he only pressed 1,000 vinyls and sold like 800 or so of them in the first day or two. They've got great fans, great dedicated fans. And I mean, they put the time in for sure. We heard Wichita Falls, which, you know, he's really good, American Aquarium, BJ Barham there, about posting the set list every night. You know, on the Instagram story, they post the set list of the show they did. And it seems like every night it's like the last three songs are the same. Wichita Falls, I Hope He Breaks Your Heart, and Burn, Flicker, Die. And then the encore kind of changes. But that's a nice three-pack to end their show, I'd say. And Wichita Falls, one of my favorite songs by American Aquarium, on their 2015 record Wolves, which is my hands down favorite record by that band. So I had to get that one on there. Okay, good. Thanks for understanding. Kicking it all off was Emily Love from Portland, Oregon, with Two Steps Back. Her great record Heart of a Fool was released on September 8th, and we also have heard almost all of it here on the Boots and Saddle Show. Friends, you're tuned in to the Boots and Saddle Show. Hey, it's me, your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, for 1 hour every Tuesday or Thursday or Saturday or Sunday, whenever you tune in. I don't know your life. I've got a three-pack here of lost country music. I told you, you know, I was at the airport in Minneapolis yesterday for, I don't know, 6 hours or so, and I went down some YouTube rabbit holes, and I found some great stuff. A lot of it, we're not going to hear today, but some of it we will, of course. But a lot of it from the Armadillo Killer, his YouTube page, which is great. You know, the guy uploads all kinds of old 45s and regional, municipal country music stuff, which, as you know, kind of really does it for me. We're going to go to 1957 from the RCA Victor label to hear Benny Martin with Look What You've Done. It's from a YouTube video. Let's just roll it.
Now, folks, we'd like to do another tune we have on the Victor label, a tune called Look What You've Done. Look what you've done to my heart since we've been apart. It's breaking more each day that you're away. I take a look at the sky through my tear-filled eyes, but I can't see the sun. Look what you've done. Don't let your foolish pride cast our true love aside. Don't let the days turn into years of bitter tears. I must confess, you've done. you've done to my heart since we've been apart. It's breaking more each day that you're away. I take a look at the sky through my tear-filled eyes, but I can't see the sun. Look at what you've done.
Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
Said mommy, the schoolroom breaks my heart. Arithmetic reminds me that you and dad's apart. Subtraction starts me breaking up, calls him from us, leaves two, and with our children see the teardrops on my dad. they know my daddy's gone.
Pack there of some lost country music. From the Columbia Records label, released as a single in 1968, that was Joanne Steele with Don't Make Me Go to School. Before that, we heard from Kay Kemmer with a single released on the Musicore label in 1970 called Your Own Medicine. Kicking it all off from a YouTube video, but released as a single in 1957 on RCA Victor. That was Benny Martin with Look What You've Done. Folks, we got time for just one more here for you this week before we say goodbye. We're going to circle back to another new and recently released record, and a record that we've heard a lot from lately. A beautiful country music offering. One of the finest I've heard in a long, long time. Colter Wall. His new record, Memories and Empties, was released on November 14th. We're going to close things up this week with a nice one called 4-4 Time. Friends, Boots and Saddles brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddle Show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those are updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. You can find us on Instagram and on Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. You can read or subscribe for free there. And we also have a paid subscription offered if you want to show a little bit of extra support to your favorite country music radio program. You can email me with your questions, concerns, comments, complaints, requests, Christmas party invitations, or uninvitations to bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. I will say this. If you email me with a music submission and you tell me I'm for sure going to like your music, there's a strong chance that I won't. I'd like to remind you of the third annual Lost Country Christmas special taking place Thursday, December 18th at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club at 234 Main Street in downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. It is not about Christmas songs, friends. It's about giving. We'll be donating 75% of the ticket sales to the West Central Women's Resource Center here in Winnipeg. We'll also be collecting non-perishable items for Harvest Manitoba. Play two sets of country music. None of the music will have a Christmas theme or be a Christmas song of any description. So come on down. We'll be a lean and mean four-piece. We look forward to seeing you on the 18th of December. Thank you for tuning in this week, friends. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we'll chat later.
Leaning on the T-post, my eyes up
on the sky. When I'm meant to be splicing broken wire, the meadowlark is singing her old familiar tune. Her melody surpasses that of mine. And how could I try now to sing a song when the good Lord's smallest creature can brood it out so strong? And I shouldn't be comparing his hand with mine, but I hope the Lord don't mind for four times. Later on that evening, just banging down the road, sun beds down to kiss the plains goodnight, and the air takes on a coolness, the west wind starts to blow. It's pushing up the rain cloud into sight. And how could I try now to tell the tale when the sky tells three each morning and evening without fail? And I should be comparing his handiwork with mine, but I hope the Lord don't mind for four times. Yes, I hope the Lord don't mind for four times.
That looks like that's about all the time we got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with your Friends card, your dollars get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub, with a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats. Your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM, fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Are you looking for new voices to love? Tune in to Active Voice every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. Learn about vocal music events in our community. Active Voice, your home for authentic vocal music on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Your roof is leaking. It's your lucky day. Over a quarter of a million Canadians would give anything to be so lucky. But a crisis in affordable housing prevents that. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.